السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق، ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama, respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, the previous week we spoke on the subject of knowledge, wherein we emphasized on the importance of knowledge and put forth various virtues of knowledge, and also emphasized on the fact that in some occasions when we do not have the knowledge, the ibadah that we do, the actions that we do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may be gaining the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after having understood the importance and the virtues of knowledge and the harms of not possessing knowledge, in today's lecture, I wish to emphasize or to clarify on how do we acquire this knowledge. After having understood how important it is for us to acquire this knowledge, today we will find out the ruling as to what is the ruling behind acquiring knowledge first, and then how do we acquire this knowledge. In regards to the ruling behind acquiring knowledge, we'll have to divide knowledge into two groups. One is that knowledge which is fard ayn, and the other which is fard alal kifaya. That is, there is certain knowledge which is compulsory upon each and every Muslim to acquire. If a Muslim does not acquire that knowledge, he will be sinful. That is called fard ayn. And there is another type of knowledge wherein if one person in the community or in the society or in that locality acquires that knowledge, it would suffice for the rest of the community or the locality. And this is known as fard alal kifaya. For us to understand this, let us understand the ruling of Sharia. That is, when it comes to salah, there is our five times salah which is fard ayn. Each and every person has to pray this five times salah. One who misses out any one of these salahs or delays any one of these salahs without an acceptable reason, then he will be sinful for this. But again, there is a salah which is fard alal kifaya, that is salatul janaza. A Muslim passes away in the community or in the locality. If all the Muslims get together and say, oh, from amongst the locality or the community, none of them attend this salatul janaza, then all the Muslims in the community and the locality will be sinful. But if a few of them fulfill this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill this obligation, then it would suffice for the whole community. Likewise, even in knowledge, there is certain knowledge which is fard ayn, where each and every person has to know. And there is certain knowledge which is fard alal kifaya, where if a certain group of people or a few people from the community or even one from the community has that knowledge, it would suffice for the rest of the community. So when it comes to fard alal kifaya, mashallah, we have many madaris, many madrasas in the country, madrasas in each and every part of the country where the ulama of the country are fulfilling this fard alal kifaya. They are acquiring that knowledge which they might not need, but as a fard alal kifaya, they are acquiring that knowledge and it suffices for all of us. But what I intend to speak on today is Fard Ain, that knowledge which is Fard Ain. And in that is our aqaid, our belief. It's important that each and every one of us, each and every Muslim knows what his belief is. Without knowing his belief, there are some ulama who go to the extent of saying that even if he does not know the reasoning behind his beliefs, we would call him a kafir. That's an extreme opinion. But to know the beliefs, to know the core beliefs of Muslimin is incumbent upon each and every Muslim. This is Fard Ain. Likewise, our ibadat, salah, it's incumbent upon us to pray 5 times a day, and it is incumbent upon us to know how to pray 5 times a day. How do I fulfill each and every posture of salah? What do I read in each and every posture of salah? It is incumbent upon us to know. When is my wudu valid? When is my wudu not valid? In what circumstances will my salah not be valid? How do I acquire purity? When am I pure? When am I impure? When I am impure, my salah is not valid. So when am I impure? All these things are Fard Ain. It is incumbent upon us to acquire this knowledge. On the day of Qiyamah, we cannot give a reason that, oh Allah, I did not know. No, Allah will say that it was incumbent upon you to know. Why did you not know? Why did you not make an effort to know? Likewise, my respected elders and brothers, our sawm, our fasting, upon those whom zakat is farz, the rulings in regards to zakat, those who are involved in business, the rulings in regards to business. Many an a'imma of the past would go to the bazaars and send them to the mosque, say, first learn the ilm, learn the knowledge of business, and then come and do business. Today, how many of us make that effort that before I start a business, I acquire knowledge in regards to business? What has Sharia told me in regards to business? What is halal, what is haram? So sad that many a Muslim does a transaction thinking it's halal, whereas it's haram. How many of us know that we cannot sell a commodity before it has come into our possession? So my dear respected elders and brothers, it's incumbent upon us. On the day of Qiyamah, we cannot reason to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying we did not know, because it's incumbent upon us to know. It's obligatory upon us to know. Likewise, we're running a family life. It's incumbent upon me to know the obligations of a father. It's incumbent upon me to know the obligations of a husband. It's incumbent upon a child to know the obligation towards their parents. So my dear respected elders and brothers, we can carry on and on and on. There is certain type of knowledge which is Fard Ain, which each and every one of us needs in his daily life. So whatever we are involved in our daily life, to know about it, what is the Sharia perspective of it, is Fard Alal Ain. It's Fard Ain. It is incumbent upon us to know. So after having understood that it is incumbent upon us, it is obligatory upon us to learn certain knowledge, we will come to the step as to how do we acquire this knowledge. Now when it comes to acquiring knowledge, in last week's khutbah we have very much clarified that Sharia does not accept a knowledge which is from the incorrect source. Sharia emphasizes upon acquiring knowledge from the correct source. And therefore, the chain of narrators in all the kitabs of ahadith, and therefore so many kitabs as explained in the previous khutbah on Rijal, talking about whom we should be acquiring knowledge from, and whom we should be taking the riwayat from, and whom we should not be taking the riwayat from. The aima of Jarh and Ta'adil have made it very clear. And that's why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very clearly said, مَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. That one who lies upon me, one who fabricates something about me intentionally, his abode is the fire of Jahannam. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is why it's very important for us to know where the source of our knowledge, where we have acquired the knowledge from. Mullah Ali Qari very beautifully says, Al-ilmu ma kana fihi haddathana wa ma siwa dhalika waswasu shayateen. That knowledge is that in which there's haddathana, That means actual knowledge is that which is acquired through the chain of narratives from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides that, whatever knowledge there is, it's waswaso shayateen. These are just whisperings of shaitan. This is not knowledge. Actual knowledge is that which we have acquired through chains of narrators from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is important, my dear respected elders and brothers, for us to know the source that we are acquiring the narrations from. And moreover, besides the source that we are acquiring it from, we also need to get the correct understanding of the knowledge that we are acquiring. We might read a hadith, we might read an ayat of the Holy Quran, but in order to gain the correct understanding and the correct explanation of that ayat of Quran or that hadith, we are dependent on our pious predecessors, we are dependent on our ulama, we are dependent on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, follow my sunnah, follow my way and the way of the Khulafa'u al-Rashideen. And follow them and hold on to them with your molars. When we hold on firm to something, we hold on to them with our molars. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hold on firm to the way of life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Because to understand the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to read the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to salah said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ أُصَلِّي. Pray in the manner that you saw me pray. None of us sitting here have seen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying. So how do we know how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed? How do we know the manner in which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed? We have to look at the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They are the ones who have seen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying, and they are the only ones who can explain to us the manner in which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. So my dear respected elders and brothers, there's two things. The source that we acquire the knowledge from, and then when we get that knowledge, the correct explanation to that knowledge. So both this lead to the fact that we are dependent on ulama in order to get proper knowledge. Today there's a trend, as explained, or I could not explain on that topic last week, that we acquire knowledge on the net. But there's two dangers in that. In getting information or acquiring knowledge from the net, there's two dangers. One is that we're unsure of its reliability. We're not sure whether it's from a reliable source. And secondly, whatever information we get from the net, we may not understand it in the proper manner that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the pious predecessors that came later have explained, in the manner that they have explained it. So I'm not discouraging acquiring information or gaining knowledge from the net. But when gaining knowledge from the net, there are a few points that we should keep in mind. Number one, when we gain some information from the net, when we find some information on the net, let us clarify that information with reliable ulama. Let us go to reliable ulama. I found this, I read this on this certain site. Is this correct or not? Let us clarify. Secondly, let us stick to the sites that are run by reliable ulama. MashaAllah, many a site today are run by reliable ulama. Let us stick to those sites. And let us ask ulama, who are the ulama on the net that have reliable sites, so that I can stick to those sites. And thirdly, when we find opinions that contradict the mainstream opinions. Today there is a trend where when we find an opinion that contradicts the mainstream opinion, but is in accordance to our fancies and our desires and our thinking, we are very quick in taking that opinion and say, okay, Sharia has said this, so we can make amal upon this. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is becoming a very big fitna today. So when we find opinions on the net that contradict the mainstream opinion, let us again go back to this ulama and ask them, get the explanation from them. Why is this person putting up such an opinion when ulama of the past Ulama of so many centuries have said this, how come he's contradicting them and giving out an opinion that is different? Let us go to these ulama and find that out. So my dear respected elders and brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعًا. It's enough for a person to be called a liar that he relates each and everything that he hears. So let us not accept each and everything that we hear and that we see on the net, but rather let us verify that information that we've got, verify the knowledge that we've got on the net with reliable ulama. And my dear respected elders and brothers, when we verify this knowledge from ulama, or when we acquire knowledge through ulama, let us keep in mind the respect for ulama. We narrated a hadith in last week's khutbah, wherein Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and shows to the Sahaba and to the rest of the Ummah the etiquette of a talibul ilm, the etiquette of a student when he acquires knowledge from his teacher. So when we go to ulama, let us keep this etiquette in mind. Let us have respect for the ulama. Let us not make phone calls at odd times and disturb those ulama, but rather get time from them. Take time from them, ask them when we can meet them, go to them with respect. Even if we take a hadiah with us, we take a gift with us, honoring that alim, and ask those questions from him. And if you're using other modes of communication, let us use formal modes of communication like the email instead of using informal modes of communication like chat groups that we have. Let us show that respect to the ulama, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith that I mentioned right at the beginning has said, لا حسد إلا فتنتين, that if we have to have jealousy, then it can be only of two people. One is that man who spends his wealth in the path of Allah, Allah has given him wealth and he spends it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةَ فَهُوَ يَقُضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمَهَا. Is that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him knowledge and wisdom, and this person teaches this knowledge, imparts of this knowledge and wisdom to others. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that an alim is the person that we should actually be jealous of, and we should actually envy. Alim is a person that we should actually envy. So my dear respected elders and brothers, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. It's the ulama, it's the people with knowledge that are the inheritors of anbiya alayhi wasalam. So they are the ones who deserve this respect. So let us have that respect for the ulama, for the alim, when we go to them and we clarify matters with them and we inquire matters from them. And my dear respected elders and brothers, as much as it's important for me to have the knowledge of Sharia, it's important that I make sure my family and my children also get this knowledge of Sharia. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. My duty is not only to save myself from the fire of Jahannam, but my duty is to save myself and my family from the fire of Jahannam. So as important as it is for me to know knowledge of Sharia, it's important that I make sure my children learn the knowledge of Sharia. We make sure our children learn the knowledge of this world, or secular knowledge as we call it. My dear respected elders and brothers, if I'm not saying that it's not important, it is important, but knowledge of Sharia is more important. If they do not acquire secular knowledge, they might fail in this world. But if they do not acquire the knowledge of Sharia, they'll fail in this world and the hereafter. Because success in this world and hereafter lies only in following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way shown to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us acquire that knowledge that will show us the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us to acquire the correct knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us understanding and make it easy for us to make sure our children and our family also gain this knowledge. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد